This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, with growth of 14% per year in China alone, so-called creative industries, a sector that includes everything from fashion design to carnivals, could be a game-changer for emerging economies. A new report by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, or UNCTAD, suggests. In an interview with Sarah Mbengue from UN News, the agency's Pamela Koch-Hamilton explains that these countries need to put sufficient digital safeguards in place, such as blockchain technology, to reap the full benefits.
Creative industries includes music, fashion, audiovisual, film, jewellery design, food, advertising, marketing, cartoons, animation, anything that involves the creativity aspect of our work. Festivals, of course, carnival, which everybody loves, and so on.
How is the market doing?
For China, very well. They have grown exponentially in the last 13 years. 32 billion they were. They're now at 168.5 billion. The rest of the countries are growing slower, but still growing. As a matter of fact, they're growing at 4.3% to 5%, which is incredible given the fact that there was a downturn in international economic sphere, and consequently goods fell, but the creative industry continued to grow, which suggests that it is an area that we ought to pay attention to.
How can we explain China's lead in creative industries compared to other countries such as United States, South Korea?
I would say the Chinese growth was four times that of the United States. It's a combination of factors. One, China has put in place over a very long period of time an economy that's been able to outproduce other countries. You add to that now the intellectual property that's been transferred there in terms of design, in terms of creativity by other countries. They have been able to now marshal all of that to be able to re-export. So in essence, they have garnered the best of both worlds, both on the production side and on the creativity side, so that they've been able to show growth in that area much higher than other countries have, 14% per annum.
You mentioned blockchain. Could you elaborate a bit on how it will help developing countries' economies?
In essence, what the blockchain does is that it creates a transparent process by which the person from the very beginning of the chain all the way to the very end is able to see where their product is going, how it is being. And in a way, it tends to take out the middleman, which is also very important. So the ability to make money from your product, the ability to protect the IP rights of your product, this is done through digital certification, the ability to get the funds back to you through the online money mechanisms, etc., are facilitated by blockchain, whereas the mechanisms now don't allow that. And so what you find is a lot of creatives do not get, one, their IP protection, two, their royalties, or three, the kind of monetization that they need. The assumption is that if developing countries are able to put these mechanisms in place, then their ability to track the monetization of their creative property will be much better than it currently is. Because what's happening now is that as you move to, for example, the downloads for iTunes and so on, we lose a lot of money. We produce music. It goes to the international iTunes or whoever, you know, the streaming platforms. They make most of the money on that. So the attempt is to see how we can bring back, claw back some of the funds out there by creating these blockchain mechanisms to bring the money back.
What's the future and challenges when it comes to creative industry? What's the next step?
Two steps, I would say. One is to get the data. For example, one of the major countries I find that's missing here is Trinidad and Tobago. They have one of the best and most famous carnivals in the world. They're not in here. We need to get countries to collect the data and to report. So what we have to do is help them find the mechanisms to do so. The second area is how do we get them to leapfrog to the digital platform, to the digital space, and put in place regulations and mechanisms. I think those are the two challenges that we have. I think that the creative industry has the potential to be a game changer for the developing countries, but we have to grasp the opportunity and we have to make it a priority.